on. Movie. It was with Brian Piccolo.
The big guy?
It was, Billy Dee, was it? Why am I blanking tonight? I am a retard tonight. I cannot remember anything. Brian Song, that's an... I cried at Brian Song because Billy Dee Williams tried to get you to cry every 20 seconds in that movie. Every 20 seconds.
You finally gave in.
Like, that movie was sad from the beginning to end. All right. You watch the movie. Like, I would just give you a breakdown of Brian Song. Have you seen
Brian
Song?
I'm sure I have because I used to be a movie buff until the Bad Bug thing.
Here it is. Brian Song. Open up. It's a sports movie. It's, you know, you're watching the Chicago Bears. You're playing. You see the main character, Brian Piccolo. It's James Caan. Main character. He on the field. He's doing good. Then the next scene, he's going a little bit slower. Coach Pullum says, sit down. I don't know what's wrong with you. You out for the rest of the game. So, they wanted to make sure he wasn't injured. He goes to the doctor. Boom. Finds out he got cancer. This will sound funny because I'm saying it so fast. It sounds funny because I hear myself in my ear and I'm saying it so fast. But, yeah, he finds out he gets cancer. You're laughing because of how I'm saying it.
It's like you're high off of coffee.
Yes. Either way.
And the sound of your voice.
Yes, because I'm trying to do it so fast. But he finds out he has cancer. He goes through. So... And it's like terminal. He's like, he's going to die. That's just, they just wrote him off right then and there. So he obviously didn't leave the hospital. But the season is still going on in the game. So every day, his good friend, Billy Dee Williams, playing the part of Gale Sayers, would check on him like a good friend should. He checks on him and then he says, oh man, you know, it's looking bad. He's kind of like keeping up with his stuff. So... throughout the movie, Brian Piccolo is given these requests after Billy Dee's speech. It's just pulling at your heartstrings. Just tell my wife I love her. I do this. I just want to be there. His wife isn't there at the time of his diagnosis. This is supposed to be late 70s, early 80s. There's no cell phones, no anything like that. So this is where it's set. So he had to go get his wife. But before he got his wife...
they didn't have phones.
Well, like
a landline. He couldn't just call her.
But it's still sad.
Yeah, I mean, cancer's sad.
Yeah,
I mean,
but I didn't write the movie. That's just how the movie went down. I mean, like, he just told him how much he cared for. And, you know, Billy Dee is like, me and the guys, we got your back. Everything you need from us, you know, we got you. Movie goes on. He is progressively getting skinnier. The cancer is eating away at him. It's horrible. It's... getting you to the edge of tears. And then he has another request. He says, look, I don't think I got a lot of time left. And he loves his team so much. Win the next game for me. Please, just do it in my honor. Next scene opens up. He opens the newspaper. He's reading the paper. They lose in the biggest blowouts ever.
Wow, and you cried?
No.
Oh.
No.
When did we get to the part where you cry?
Hold on. I'm building it up for you. I know it sounds like a comedy because I keep doing this, but it does sound like a comedy. So he's telling Billy Dee, when I'd say win the game for the dying cancer guy, do it. Come on, man. He ain't got a lot of time on this earth. He coughs, and then the doctors pull everyone out of the room, and it looks like this is it. So they go to some awards dinner because they didn't make the playoffs, obviously. They made it to the end of the season. Billy Dee gives this heartfelt speech about how he loves his friend and how he just wants just to be there for him and how his dying wish for blah, blah, blah. Almost heartstrings. I'm close. I'm so close to crying. Not really. I'm on the edge. Because the next scene, he goes back to the hospital. He's still living. I'm like, all right, cool. He's still living. He keeps playing with my hope.
Won't die.
He keeps playing with my hope. So... again, has another coughing fit. They clear the room out again, and then...
because they don't want to catch it.
Well, the doctors clear them out. Whatever. I didn't write this movie. And then you see a scene of James Caan. It's springtime now, and he's in the park, and he's running, and he looks.
Oh yeah, good. This is about 60s or 70s because he couldn't run to save his life.
No,
right,
but
now
he looks better now. He looks damn.
Yeah, he
good.
Looks tough.
And the next line of dialogue is the narrator. Brian Piccolo died of cancer that evening. I lost it. It's very rare I lose it. is that movie, John Q almost had me, but you ain't beating Brian Piccolo, man. Mm. And after that, I never cried at a movie again, ever. I got close. Had John Q been...
I cry at every movie, so that doesn't... I shed enough tears for everybody. The last movie, I was watching just before I left, The Life of Pi.
You cried at The Life of Pi?
Yeah.